T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Look at Lou's expression. He looks like Rocky when he's making that face.
Yo, Rocky! Hey.
Rocky, got anything derogatory to say about the champ?
Yeah, he's great.
How about some clowning shots, Apollo?
Here's a joke to you, man.
When you lose, at least you lose with no excuses, no fear.
How'd you get so tough?
I just want to wish the Bruins well in their Stanley Cup final.
If we score a goal, I don't know if we're going to hear.
It's a great opportunity for them, and we'll be here cheering them on. So.
Martin Heinrich.
Blue.
Senator.
Wrong.
New Mexico.
New Mexico Senator.
Back to football.
Let's go!
Right now.
A Bemidji State.
I'm sorry, who?
Bemidji State.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I feel bad. I got the guy's name wrong already.
What's the correct way of pronouncing it?
Olszewski.
All right.
But it looks like Olszewski, doesn't it? It looks like that.
It's so
like,
the confusing thing is that this guy, I don't think, played wide receiver in college, we figured out.
Defensive player.
He was defensive player of the year.
And we thought he was a two-way player. Scratch that. Not a
two-way
player.
So it's like Edelman. It's like a quarterback, wide receiver.
Right.
Not a wide receiver. He actually played quarterbacks. So this kid, they list him as a wide receiver, but he was defensive player of the year in his league.
Bill knows. Bill's got something up his sleeve.
Where did Malcolm Butler go to school again?
Alabama.
South Alabama.
No,
Southern Alabama. Not Alabama. Southern Alabama.
South Alabama.
Yeah, all right. This is one of those finds.
You think? It does look like Olszewski, though. Mike Krzyzewski. Does that look anything like Krzyzewski when you look
like
at that
it.
In print? Looks nothing like it. It doesn't make any sense. By the way, the Bruins have sold out.
How about it?
Tonight's scrimmage.
Not surprised.
It's not even a game. They're going to play 225-minute periods, right?
We're talking about practice.
It's practice.
Tonight, you know what it is? It's a nice night out.
It is a nice thing.
It is. I mean, if you're like a dad or something, and what, you think you're going to be able to get Stanley Cup tickets? Those things are through the freaking roof. So you get 2-4 tickets, whatever, and you go out. Because you know it's also going to be a quick night. Right?
Yeah, I mean, like that part of it.
Yeah, 25 minutes, a little period piece, 25 minutes, Yahtzee. But it is sold out.
That's why we in here having this talk, because practice.
Like, that's all.
To me, this is just like 35,000 showing up at Gillette to see them off.
Yeah, very similar.
Big fans.
This is going to be a rally tonight.
Are nuts. It's awesome. They just show up.
Be a rally.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be a rally.
It's unbelievable.
Did you see the Patriot players come out of the field today?
No.
Somebody went into the locker room with a large box of all of this Bruins paraphernalia.
Bruins winter hats.
And hats and sweatbands and everything else. And they all came out in the field all wearing
everybody's a Bruins fan. I'll tell you what, the support is pretty cool, though. I guess nobody else is playing right now. The Revolution, they have any hats on?
They're playing right now.
They just fired their coach and they fired the general manager a while ago.
You're so late to the party. Arenas was just named the coach like a week and a half ago.
You just don't get soccer. You're not a soccer guy.
I don't. Hey, it's going to be big in this country.
I got a huge soccer weekend ahead of me, so I know soccer.
You just wait. It's going to be big in this country.
It's awesome. And you'll see like, so Monday, the Red Sox play at home, a 4:00 game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, against Cleveland. They will race over there, and you'll see the Red Sox in a box, right? It's just, it's awesome. Maybe the Patriots will win too as well. It's just, it's amazing. Like, just, you go from season to season, like every single team when you think about it. Now, the Celtics sort of get left out of this, right? But the Red Sox are talking about what the Patriots have done. The Patriots talk about what the Red Sox have done. Now they're talking about what the Bruins are doing. It's insane.
Well, it's gluttonous, and you can understand how the rest of the country absolutely hates us. And, you know, 80% of them will be rooting for St. Louis because they haven't won
in Boston now. Right. It's gone to their heads.
I would say it's going to start.
Thank you, Mike.
It'll start on Tuesday. If the Bruins win game one, the nation will then realize how obnoxious we are in Boston. I don't think they're ready for it yet. I don't think it's hit them yet.
See, but I wouldn't necessarily compare
the national trolls. Don't you think would be like, oh, Boston.
I know, but don't you think there is a difference with the Patriots fans and what, you know, and how what they resemble and what they're into and the way they act as opposed to Bruins fans?
Because the rest of the country, a lot of them don't even care about hockey. They don't care about
They don't even have a hockey team.
No, it's not about it. The Bruins will actually get Patriot hate.
You think?
Yes.
I guess because the Red Sox, indirectly, same thing.
It's like, whatever, but because it's the Patriots, and they're from New England, they represent Boston, it's like, I have nothing personal against the Bruins, but I hate the freaking Patriots so much that I can't stand another Boston team winning. Like, I actually think that nationally, like, the people trolling, whatever, Boston, rooting against Boston, one of the reasons they will is not because of the Bruins. What are you going to hate about this freaking team? It's going to be about the Patriots. And they're just tired of it. And you've won, what, I don't know how many championships. It's the overall just city, the feeling. I don't blame them, because if I wouldn't live in Boston, I would be like, this is out of control what is going on up there.
Because even if you don't have a dog in the fight, and if you don't have a hockey team, maybe you've never even watched it, all you know is that Boston is in another final.
And they can win three championships in a row in the major sports.
Well, I'm tired of all this winning.
Well, the big St. Louis celebrities are coming out of the woodwork. Jenna Fisher is one of them, right, John? Jenna Fisher.
Did you go to college
with Office? What's that?
Did you go to college with her?
I did not. No, she's younger.
Who else? Give me Andy Cohen.
Who?
Andy Cohen.
Yes. I'm a big, What's Happening Live.
Yes.
Housewives of Orange County.
Whatever. Well, Bruce Cassidy actually talked today about this little cute little scrimmage they had and how it's becoming bigger than maybe they even thought.
So it's like, let's just start at 7. And then the idea, so people will come in. So that makes 7 better than 8, obviously, for families. I assume there'd be a lot of kids. So that was kind of the original plan. That's kind of gone a little bit now bigger than maybe we first envisioned, but here we are. So we're not going to do every detail. Like, if we score a goal, I don't know if we're going to hear. I don't know if we'll hear that. You got to talk to these guys about that.
Play the horn.
At the end of the day, that it's more about the players' routine than every detail of the actual game.
Oh, that horn's going to
hear that after John Morris' announcement.
We're going to get the anthem.
There was an anthem at Wiggy versus Bradford 1. They had they sang the anthem. So if they
What do you mean Wiggy versus Bradford? What do you mean one?
I'm hoping there's a rematch.
Is there a two?
I'm thinking that Bradford wasn't necessarily prepared the right way. It's the middle of baseball season. He can't focus on a basketball game, and he obviously wasn't physically ready. He just ran a marathon.
Well, they had the anthem.
Bradford stinks.
They had the anthem, and then they had the priest come in and administer last rites.
before he played.
Right, exactly.
And nobody wanted to. Everybody said not it to mouth to mouth on Bradford.
I don't want to piss off the rump swabs that are going to sit there and say, why are you saying negative things about the Bruins? Because every time you bring up the 11-day layoff, everybody gets worked up about it. Bruce Cassidy is also saying he doesn't want guys hitting each other on the ice in the scrimmage tonight.
Like the NFL.
So what's going to happen when they play that game one on Monday? Is anybody going to hit in that game? Are you really going to get an awful lot out of the scrimmage? I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yes.
Everybody's getting all pissed off.
Well, what you're going to get.
How different than anything you're going to get in practice? Other than people are going to see it, and people are going to get... It's like a rally. It is a rally.
Yes, it is. But, if you were to hold, a scrimmage, and Gillette is empty, there's a certain feel to it, right? An energy to it. Now, what if you hold the scrimmage, and it's sold out? And the people, there's just a different energy. Yeah. Now, not hitting, that makes sense, right? I think it's not going to be... not going to be burying guys into the boards, but I think you'll fight for the puck in the boards. You might give them a little shot here and there, but we're not just burying guys.
See, I think you're right about the energy level, and I think they'll be
flying. And that's what they're looking for, something different.
Yeah, I get it. But they're going to be flying, but usually when the energy is in the building, what do? You're cracking somebody's ass against the boards.
Yeah, it's more for
you got to back off.
It's more for the fourth line, right? And some of the defensemen and guys like that, you're just like, hey. I know this is how you play.
They're going against your first line.
But this is about, I think Cassidy said, it's about pace. It's about speed, and trying to match that, whatever. But, no, there's no physical play. None whatsoever. And I tell you what, sometimes I just don't understand Nesson. I really, really don't.
Because they're not
Bruins
televising.
Bruins game is over?
Yeah.
What, are we going to get socks in two?
Yeah.
How do you not sit there and say, you know what? We're going to give you an hour and a half. I mean, really, put Dale up there with, and they can talk about the cup. A 30-minute special beforehand about the matchup and the cup, whatever. Afterwards, you can talk about it. I mean, give me a two-hour window rather than socks and two, and it will be probably the most watched thing on TV tonight in the city.
So Nesson on Sunday is doing the media day. Okay, so they're going to do all the interviews. Sophie's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Sedano Chara,
Why you're so tall?
How
can you be so tall?
Why didn't you play basketball as a kid? Yeah. So let's check. What is on Nesson tonight? Let's say it's 7 o'clock tonight, Ryan.
At 7 o'clock, we go to In Depth with Graham Bessinger.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Jackson's again.
It's the guy, that does these interviews. Boring as hell.
And then at 7:30, we have My Story featuring Mookie Betts.
Oh, that
has been shown like 40 times.
That's
on like you guys want to hang around for what's coming up next, because at 8 o'clock, we have Red Sox, Blue Jays.
Yeah.
We just saw it today.
I'm surprised they're not showing the alumni game. I think that was on every single day for like 6 months.
That's a 10.
How do you not go 7 to 9?
No, you're foolish.
7 to 9
window. It's foolish. And you know what? You don't even have to do all the extra camera work. You could do a lot less, because I know it could be, you know, labor intensive to do it and do it like a regular game.
I'm sure that's got something to do with it, right? Employees, hiring guys, union, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
People want to watch
it. They're selling beer.
People will watch it.
Concession stand is open.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Well, they're going to make some money on it, because they'll give a lot of money to the foundation.
Do the math.
20 bucks times, what's say, 17.5 or something. They'll probably be some freebies.
I think it'll actually be a lot of money. Fun in that building. I don't see guys going there, like fans going there, sitting on their hands.
No.
You know, I could
it's
just,
a rally.
Yeah, let's go Bruins, the whole freaking game. Yes. There's going to be towels everywhere. I mean, it's just... Yeah, it's just a rally.
But we won't have
They're playing while everyone else is just in a rally.
We won't have Jack Edwards to tell us. They're saying, let's go, bro.
Nobody... Yeah.
Bonds on fire.
And he is the one guy that is most pissed at his parent company for not putting this on.
No question.
He wants to call a freaking hockey game so badly right now, his head might explode.
I might text him
Don't tease him.
I love Jack. You know that. Yeah. I love Jack.
But it just makes too much sense. I want to see
Jack
it, too.
Jack would do it. And there's no question. And it would be good.
And who has more fun than us?
Exactly.
We do.
It would be good. If you
and
had it on TV,
I'll tell you what,
it would get a rating tonight. It's not going to do what the hockey game does, but it'll get a rating tonight. Right.
Right. What is a normal playoff game's been getting? Like 18s, right?
Yeah, so they're not going to get a 4?
No, I think they'd get a 5, 6, 7 range. I'm not lying. Right.
Maybe pushing it a little bit.
Because
I'll tell you what,
I'm just saying, because it's not a game. How interested are you to see what happens here? What is this game like? Out of nowhere, they just throw Marchand in the box? You know what I mean? Yeah. Just to mess with him or whatever. Here we go, power play. Like, you're not interested to see how this goes?
I don't know. I think you guys are really underselling In Depth with Graham Bessinger.
Who's Graham Bessinger?
Jesse Jackson. The new episode.
Who's he talking to?
Jesse Jackson chats about his upbringing, sports, and activism, his critics, and the death of Martin Luther King.
This is unbelievable.
Did you go to college with Graham?
Episode.
With who?
Graham?
Probably.
No, but I tell you what, I was locked up with Jesse Jackson.
That's
a true story. Yeah, it's a true story.
Wait, this is the many worlds of Glenn Ordway.
Hold on. You were in... Like locked up in jail, in a jail?
Yes.
With Jesse Jackson?
I believe it was in Atlanta. It was at the airport. For some reason, Lou.
Wait, this is a Super Bowl you were coming back from?
Yes. For some reason.
I actually heard this.
And you've seen this. For some reason, I'm the short little white fat guy.
Yeah, cavity search.
They want to just find
something. So it happens all the time to him.
That guy's smuggling hams.
I sit there and say, this is extra weight here. This is not bombs.
Yeah, but why'd they put you away?
So they put me in a line. And they sent me to another. No, this was recent. This was not that far back.
I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Okay. They put me over in a line over here to the left. Next thing I know, Jesse Jackson's there in the same line with me. And of course, I was pretty good about it. And I didn't want to be an a-hole. He was an a-hole about it. And it was even worse.
Right, so this wasn't at like a rally.
Oh no, no,
you
no,
were
no.
You were arm in arm with Jesse Jackson screaming at some rally.
I had four cavity searches, four of them. And they kept us cordoned off into an area that we had to stay there. And he was bitching left and right. And the worst part about it is...
Don't you know who I am?
No, it was even worse. A lot of the security people are asking him for his autograph. Okay? They love him. And they're sitting there
going, we love you, Jesse.
This was before. And he's sitting there going, okay, I gave you an autograph. Now let me go. And they're going, we can't. Our boss won't let you go. He was rip bleep. He was all furious about it. So I got to talk to him for a while.
Well, see, all these things we just don't know.
We were there for probably half an hour, like 45 minutes.
Were you like, so it's not a race thing? White guy, black guy, you know?
Well, that's what I said to him.
I was like, they're not picking on you or me.
No, it's just
a security thing.
And the security people, most of them were black. He thought he was going to get privilege.
Yeah.
I said, hey, this is privilege right here, brother.
Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you know it or not. I'm not going to get the guy
Kyrie, but Golden State's changing the game. Yeah. They're changing the game. There's no big man. They're playing outside in.
You know, people say Boston is a racist city. I don't see it. I don't. I mean, Bill Russell changed the game.
Yeah, I didn't mention that.
Bill Russell was a long time ago. People coming out, they love the Chief. They love David Ortiz. I tell you, you come, we'll butterfly your state.
I tell you, one time we're going to change Yaki Way when the name is something different.
I didn't mention.
Everybody get mad.
The game's changing, coach.
I didn't mention I was from Boston. I didn't think that would go over big. You know, I thought maybe that might be an issue.
And
I
work in white.
Sports in Boston. Oh, all those white
I'm
guys
pink.
Up there.
I'm like a darker shade of pink.
I was like, I feel like he just has a whale tattooed on his chest because his shirt is matching the same color of his skin.
Clint's wearing a very pink.
He's got like
polo
a
what's wrong with a pink shirt? Why is everybody when you wear a pink shirt and you're a guy
because
with you're wearing a pink shirt
because with you it's skin color.
Yeah. It's like you're naked, but you have a whale tattooed on your chest.
It's you're like a shaved baby porn.
If that's what you're seeing, you have bigger issues than
I like, I didn't even know you had a shirt. I just thought you had a whale tattoo on your chest.
It's like it just blends in with your skin.
It's Vineyard Vines.
Yeah. I got to show these guys these breasts.
Yeah, did you get that at Target?
Get it where?
At Target?
No, I didn't get it at Target. I don't know where I got it. My wife got it.
I just saw Vineyard Vines. They're selling them at Target now.
Oh, are they really?
I guess so, yeah.
Good. That's very good.
Since we're talking basketball, kind of went into basketball.
Did you see Kyrie make the All-NBA team second team?
Oh, no, not that.
Jackie Mack was right, wasn't she?
What?
But LeBron. LeBron made 13.
Sure.
13.
He should.
He belongs on 13.
Is LeBron James not one of the top 15 players in the league this year? I know he didn't play defense, but come on.
Somebody had to pay Lou. He didn't try. He disrupted that locker room. Somebody had to pay. And this is my issue with that article in the first place. Like, you can't decide whether or not he needs to be punished. You need to judge him on his play and his play alone, not whether or not he should hold a press conference in a better manner or better with a better attitude or walk in the court with wine. So what? Well, how did he play? That's all that matters.
You know, truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed.
So that is still pretty amazing when you think about it. The day he walked in, granted, he wasn't going to play that day, but still for a professional athlete to walk into an arena with a full glass of wine, sitting there sipping it as
he wasn't
in.
Playing, though.
Right. We'll be drinking some apothic red wine.
So let me give you the first team. They get these right. Steph Curry.
Yep.
James Harden, Giannis.
Yep.
Jokic and Paul George.
Got it right.
First team.
They got it right.
Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving. So, he is a top 10 player in this league.
Yes. According to that, he is.
Then again, third team, Russell Westbrook. Like Blake Griffin, LeBron, Rudy Gobert, and Kemba Walker. So, yeah, he is.
He's better than Kemba Walker. I keep on hearing people, and you can't do it. We know it. We've given you the numbers. If Kyrie leaves, you cannot go and sign Kemba Walker as a free agent. Can't do it, all right? Because he's going to be a max contract guy for somebody. But you can't tell me that Kemba Walker is a better player. And I'm hearing some people that are throwing Kemba Walker out there saying they'd rather have Kemba Walker than Kyrie because he's not as ball hungry. Are you kidding me?
Mark James, Ness in Boston.
Well, let me ask you, you don't have a problem like Paul George being on the first team over, say, Durant or Kawhi?
I mean, he was an MVP candidate for about the first half of the year. He was going to get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, Durant missed some games too this year.
Watching Kawhi right now.
Durant missed some games.
What's Toronto without him?
Yeah, you could.
It's a regular season award, Lou.
Yeah, he's still averaging 27.5, one of the best defenders in the game.
But he was missing games. They were actually sitting him down for certain games. They were doing the same thing they did with Kyrie. They were sitting him down when they were facing weak opponents. They were doing. This is the one that gets me about basketball, and this may be what you're talking about. Dan Gilbert is the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes, he is.
It's unbelievable that owners.
He's a slave owner, right?
He's the slave owner. That is the guy, right? Sure. It's amazing that these guys can't sometimes shut up for their own good, okay?
He's not dealing with a full deck, though, is he?
No. So he's talking about coaches. He's talking about LeBron. But he talks about Kyrie Irving. And he basically now is telling everybody that they killed it in that trade. Killed it. He said Irving missed the 2018 playoffs because he had two knee surgeries. He was relatively healthy this season. The Celtics had a rocky year and were wiped out in the postseason in the second round. His quote is, "I don't know, but I think Kyrie will leave Boston. We could have ended up with nothing. Looking back after all the moves that Kobe made, Kobe Altman is general manager at the time, we killed it in that trade."
Get it!
Well, but you missed the other one too, though. You know, talking about how the agent was telling us that if we didn't trade him, there is some surgery he's on the borderline of having on his knee, which actually happened, right? Yeah. So, hey, listen, hey, you don't trade him, he's going to have surgery, you're going to miss him for 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that is, and now I don't know if that's just Gilbert just being Gilbert, like, and just shooting from the hip, and just that's his opinion, or is he actually tied in with the situation?
He's a butthurt guy. We saw that in the past with LeBron. Remember the letter? He sent the letter out. Remember that? And he was ripping the crap out of LeBron. So I think when he believes that Kyrie Irving stuck it to him by basically saying, if you don't trade me, exactly what you just said, I'm going to go get the surgery, yeah, and then you're going to lose. And he said, and we got Colin Sexton. We got something out of this deal. But to kill it? You killed the deal?
Well, let's see what this kid Sexton looks like. He had a good rookie year.
Yes. But somebody had to score on that team. Somebody had to do something on that team.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think you're at the point now where you're ready to judge, I would say, advantage Celtics, because you have a top 10 player in the league for the 9th pick, basically. That's what you gave up. The 9th pick for a top 10 player in the league. Now, if Kyrie leaves, you'll see what this kid Sexton turns into. But I don't know. Was anybody saying that was a bad deal other than Michael Hawley? Anybody in the city saying that was a bad deal when they got Kyrie Irving for the 9th pick? I mean, eventually, if the player leaves, right? Like, you can always look back at what you gave up and say, well, this guy turned out to be a good player. Yeah, but look what you got in return. You know, I mean, you got a very good player. And the Red Sox is different because they won a World Series. But, you know, if Sale was to walk, people are going to bitch about, you know, I can't believe you gave up Yoan Moncada because he's having a good year.
Yeah. No.
You had Chris Sale for 3 years. Right. Even if he leaves. Even if he was to leave, right?
Yeah. Well, he's looking at Kyrie.
You didn't win anything with this guy.
Yeah, he's looking at Kyrie Hurt last year. And he's looking
still up
at
in the year.
Right. Kyrie had a great regular season. Okay, great regular season. And he was good,
obviously,
up until that last series, right? Actually, the last few games. But that's what all he's looking at. But I always think these owners are so stupid sometimes when they talk. You know what you do? You wait until he leaves Boston, and then you can pound your chest. And then you can say, see? We won that deal. You people thought we were crazy 2 years ago when we made the deal and got, what was it, the 7th or 9th pick in the draft or whatever? You thought we were crazy. Look, we scored big time. But you don't do it.
Up for something for a guy that's leaving. Good for them.
Here's what I like about this. What I like about this is Kyrie is the type of individual that will read this and say, screw him. I'm going to stay in Boston.
I'm going to do the opposite. Right. I'm going to prove Dan Gilbert wrong again.
That's great. We know that.
Oh, man. I tell you what. There's
right?
so many.
He's that type of guy.
Well, he is. And that's why I'm sitting there going, okay, Dan Gilbert probably knows his personality pretty well based on how long he was there. Knows how kooky
that's why
he is,
thinks
how
he's gonna
inconsistent.
Leave.
Yeah, but then I sit there and I look at the source. I'm like, how good is Dan Gilbert at judging character?
Well, he's been a jilted lover a few times. So he's looking at this now and saying, okay, Boston's going to find out what I found out.
Well, the other thing is that he talked about how it really just handcuffed them as far as building their team, and how he couldn't really develop young players because they had to sit there and surround LeBron James with a bunch of veteran players. And that's exactly what's going to happen to the Los Angeles Lakers. You're going to sit there and try and get, you have 3 more years to win a title if you don't trade them. And if you don't trade them in 3 years, then you're going to be stuck with a bunch of older players that you can't do anything with new players that have not had any opportunity to develop.
So Giannis, now that he is a second consecutive season that he's been on the All-NBA team, he can go and sign a contract next year, 2020, providing he does it with the Milwaukee Bucks. And I would say there is clearly an incentive to do it, because if he signs with the Milwaukee Bucks next summer, he will get the largest contract in NBA history. It'll be a 5-year extension worth $247.3 million. So it's first year, 42.6, 46, 49.5 in year 3, 52.9 in year 4, and $56.3 million in that 50
year. Baseball players are overpaid. I don't care what you tell me. Their contracts are ridiculous. Bryce Harper, you got to be kidding me. He's going to make $56 million in a season. $52 million in a season. 49. Steph Curry's making what, 41, 45 right now?
Yeah.
Imagine $247 million for 5 years? You got to be kidding me!
I'm looking at the numbers and my I'm just
50
like,
a year,
and this is just because back to back,
he goes into Supermax.
Right?
He goes to Supermax.
Oh, super duper max! Yeah. It's like a superhero super max deal.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the best player in the league. So the question is, like, is he doesn't seem like one of those guys that will be chasing down other NBA players to start a new team somewhere else. From the limited opportunity we have to see him and listen to him, it seems like he broke the mold as far as LeBron James and Kevin Durant and even Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, all these Kawhi Leonard, for that matter. Who knows what the hell he's going to be doing after this series is over, if he gets bounced, or if he goes to the NBA Finals. He doesn't seem like that guy.
All right, so let me give you some other examples. So, and this is from Alan Bell on Twitter. 5 years, I told you, $247.3 million for Giannis, okay? Tom Brady, for his entire career, made $212 million. Mm. $247 for five. Tom Brady, $212 for what, 18? How about Peyton Manning, $248 million for his entire career? Giannis is going to do that in 5 years. Drew Brees for his entire career, $221. Aaron Rodgers, $204. And again, 5 years, $247 million
for Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's insane.
That's crazy.
And you know what? And this won't even be his last contract.
It's not.
He's stupid. What, 21?
No, he's doing it all over
22
again.
Years old?
No,
how old is he?
24. No.
24. Yeah. All right, fine. He'll have another contract.
Yeah.
And by the time inflation catches up to it, it may be less years, but it could possibly be for the same amount of money. If LeBron James is commanding that much money, he's this young, after 5 years, he's technically still in his prime, right?
Who?
Giannis.
He hasn't reached his prime.
No. I know, but when the contract is over.
Say. He hasn't hit his prime.
No, when this contract, let's just say he does his contract.
Yes.
When
yes.
this contract, oh, okay. he would technically yes. still be in his yes. prime.
Oh, yeah. It's the start of his prime.
Yes.
Or in the middle of it.
Yeah, he's got one more max deal after this.
He's got another one.
So he'll make $75, $80 million a year by the time.
I don't think it's hyperbole. Of the NBA.
I don't think it's hyperbole when I say looking at him at age 24 and watching what you saw with, let's say, LeBron at this age, watching what you saw with Michael Jordan, and the fact that Giannis now is starting to figure it out that he can take three-point shots and he can make them. He's working at it. He's got a decent three-point shot. Yeah, he's got to be better at the free throw line because he's going to go there a lot. But you could see him getting better. When it's all said and done, we may be talking about Giannis in that same sentence with Jordan and with LeBron. We may be.
They got to win.
Yeah, they have to win.
He's in that class where now it's about winning championships.
By the way, Drake finally shouted back at Giannis and all the people that were bitching.
Okay, so Drake shouted back at all of us people bitching. There's a lot. And you know who else shouted back?
Who
clap back?
Who that?
Chris Broussard.
Who that?
To our boy Kevin Durant.
Chris Broussard. Someone's
so we're going to get to all of that. We're giving away a pair of Red Sox tickets. And then on top of that, we're giving away this unbelievable Milton's promotion where if you're getting married and you know somebody that's getting married, we're fitting you up with all the suits, all the tuxes. You get to keep them, take them home. And then on top of that, we set you up a little bachelor party over at that park down in Kenmore Square where that baseball team plays. You get to watch the game right there in a luxury suite. It's a pretty good prize package, and we're giving away the code word next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. We're going to give Red Sox tickets away here in a couple of minutes, so you don't want to leave for that. And by the way, tomorrow in this very program, we're giving away tickets for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, let's go!
It'll be tomorrow.
Ooh,
Monday
nice.
Night's tickets.
We'll nice. Not to the scrimmage.
Tomorrow's program.
To the Game 1.
No, they're sold out for the scrimmage.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, before we get started, practice. Can I just give you a quick couple numbers?
Sure.
What's
okay,
the number?
Because,
5, 6, 14.
7, 8.
Yeah.
No.
Squirrel!
72.
No, this is not a squirrel moment. I was looking for this. Tyler found this for me.
Oh, this is a callback.
So the new, is he a wide receiver?
Gunner. Well, he's the defensive player in the league.
Gunner Olszewski.
Yeah, he's the next quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Yeah. So Olszewski. I said the most important thing for being a wide receiver is his three-cone drill.
Yes.
He has a 6.883 cone drill.
Is that good?
It's I think it's like six best out of wide receivers that came out in the draft. However, if you want to know how good he's going to be, I look at Julian Edelman's three-cone drill, and he had a 6.62.
Ooh,
I don't know if you can. And some of the comps.
So he's going to become Edelman.
Hey, King
He'll be just as good.
Yeah, and if you want to know for another comparison, here's another one. Deion Branch, 6.71. Three-cone drill. That's really the only thing they really care about.
It's a three-cone drill.
It's a three-cone drill. So far, he's Deion Branch is a little bit better than him.
So what was his 40 time?
Who's?
Gunner.
4.44.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's Gunner or Berrios?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Oh, the guy that they're grooming.
Yeah, some little dude will get some run.
So this is not unusual. Bill likes to take somebody out of position, quarterbacks, defensive guys. What position did he play in defense? Do we know that?
He's
a DN.
He is a oh, let's see what happens.
And some of the highlights let's I was looking at, he was lined up as a run-stopping safety.
Yeah, run-stopping linebacker.
Technically, he's an undrafted free agent, right? Basically, that's correct. What he is. Okay, a little late to the party, but it doesn't matter. But they have, I want to say this is their seventh or eighth year, something crazy. Most in the league of teams that have signed where a undrafted free agent rookie has made the team.
But this kid played tackle last year.
Doesn't matter.
So
doesn't matter.
5'8".
You know, we'll put the focus in on him as and during the preseason games. Put the clock on him.
Hold on, we got one more special teams player of the year in Division 2.
Oh my God!
So he's defensive player of the year, and he was the special.
If you tell me he played lacrosse, I'm telling you, Bill's probably going to board him in his house.
I would say let's say you do want to get you want Bill to find you, right? What do you think of the three things that you need to have?
Just start working on the three-cone drill.
Three-cone drills, number
some
one.
Sort of relationship with Navy.
You need to be a captain. Ooh,
some sort of a relationship with Navy.
No relationship with Army.
No. Go Navy, beat Army. Okay, lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Okay, and there's got to be one more thing. Okay, so you're a lacrosse, you're a Navy guy.
A special teams
captain. I got one more. A Bon Jovi fan.
A Bon Jovi fan?
There it is.
Old school rock and roll Bon Jovi fan. You got to have a twin. You got to go to there has to be a coach that is good friends with Bill. Maybe that's it. Some sort of relationship.
So Terry Thornton was smart, though. He goes down. It's the first day. He knows that Bill's probably a little gruff. First day. Bill hadn't shaved in days. Did you see him? He looked like disheveled. And so Thornton starts asking him John Bon Jovi questions.
Well, I know you typically don't like to talk about discussions you've had with doctors, but have you spoken to Dr. John Bon Jovi?
Not recently.
I want you to like me, Bill.
Isn't that him laughing out loud?
I want you to like me, Bill.
That's Bill laughing Bill's out loud, though.
But is he laughing?
That's him. Hold on.
Is
belly
he laughing,
laughing.
With him? With him or at him?
No, that's a belly laugh.
He likes
for Bill.
Thornton. I know Bill likes Thornton.
Oh, you did he say, hey, I like that Thornton character?
I think he likes him. I do.
He's a super fan. That's what it is.
I wanted to mention Drake because we went into the whole thing yesterday, how stupid it was that the NBA has not stopped a season ticket holder who happens to sit in the front row from actually running up and down the whole sideline.
Like he's a coach
to the point where he goes up to the head coach, Nick Nurse of the Raptors, and he's rubbing down his neck like it's Joe Biden working on the massage parlor. So Drake finally lashes out back because the coach, Budenholzer, and he came out and he basically said, I've never seen that happen before.
He's right.
Yeah, and he's right. It shouldn't happen. The NBA should do something. So Drake finally came out and pretty much said, hey, if they want to stop me, why don't they just score? Why don't they stop my team from scoring? What does that have anything to do with the fact that a fan is leaving his seat and that he has total access on the sideline? So Milwaukee's doing an interesting thing tonight. So it's a home game for Milwaukee tonight. It's game 5. Normally, they put the T-shirts on every one of the chairs because that's what everybody does. Everybody's got to look the same in the arena. But they're also putting a little piece of paper that has the NBA rules for fans, which basically says you're limited and you can't get out on the field. You can't go along the sidelines. You can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, you got to sit in your seat.
Why do you think the Milwaukee Bucks are doing that in their own arena?
Drake from Drake! Drake from Drake!
They know Drake's coming? They know Drake's going to the game?
Drake's going to the game.
So then if he acts like he's been acting, like he thinks he's part of the game, like he's part of the show, like everyone in the stadium and everyone on TV that's watching it needs to see Drake, then they can go to him and say, sir, security, sir, we put a card in your seat. You can't leave your seat. You can stand up and cheer, or you can sit down. You can't stop walking around the court like you're a freaking coach. Yeah, that's why.
Well, hold him for Kevin.
Okay, so that's one. And two, because the NBA hasn't done squat about this. And the NBA's not doing squat because I think they're fearful of a guy like Drake, who's pretty powerful in the entertainment business. And let's face it, the NBA players and the league intertwine now with the entertainment business. They don't want to piss him off.
I would say that's a no.
What do you mean that's a no?
No, I mean,
the NBA hasn't done anything.
Okay, now it's to the point now where he just looks like he did in the past, too. They have to do something about it because, like I said yesterday, there's other people that are just as rich as he is or more rich than he is and that would like to be entertained and not have some dope just running up and down the court. And if you're the Bucks, okay, then who would be the Milwaukee Bucks super fan? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers and who's the girl that he's dating now?
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. Sitting there courtside.
Apparently, did you hear the lens?
Well, she's pregnant.
Maybe, yeah.
I was just kidding. Why do you know about all this stuff? Mm. Like, who are you talking to?
I got
you got birdies in Milwaukee?
Look at that.
No, what they need to do is throw his ass out. If he gets up, backseat of a car.
Backseat of a car going 220 miles an hour.
I want to see the Bucks fans sort of react to him.
Well, he doesn't do this to... Wait, will he do this in... Because he's doing it in his own arena.
He's
there too. He shows up at the road.
Well, then that's a different set of circumstances, right? If you're Milwaukee, you handle this. You do kick him out. You find an excuse to kick him out.
Well,
that's why you kick him out.
The warning is the seat. I put the rule. Right. You cannot walk up and down. There's a person next to you that's sitting. You can't stand in front of him. You can't walk to the center court. Walk to the center court. And start pumping your fists. Like, what are you doing?
Lou, they don't
throw you out because here's the rule.
They don't even allow
stay in your seat.
The NBA doesn't allow mascots to do that. So the big puffy
they don't let coaches.
Right.
They got the lines now, right? The coaches can only go so far, but Drake can go wherever he wants.
Yeah, what if there's a fight?
I mean, what are you doing?
What if there's a fight?
Then you kick his ass just for the hell of it.
I'm again, the only thing I can compare to is Spike Lee.
But Spike just would stand.
Spike was lazy.
No,
he would sit there. He would
clap. Yeah. But he'd be in his own seat. He's not pacing the sidelines.
I would see the guy from Dallas Mavericks owner,
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban.
He's done it and he's been fined for it by the league. He has been fined.
And he doesn't even sit
times.
Courtside. He's kind of in the back, little behind the rim, almost in the corner. So
we got Bovada getting involved here too. By the way, they got odds on whether Drake will massage Nick Nurse in Game 6.
Oh, yeah, we should have bet on this.
If you bet yes, plus +2.25. No, -350. On whether he will massage the head coach.
Before he starts sweating.
I mean...
Now, Game 6 is back in Toronto.
We're talking about
a fan
massaging a coach during the game.
See, I think Milwaukee is setting him up tonight.
To get thrown out.
Right. They won't throw him out. I think what they'll do is they'll warn him numerous times.
And they'll
make a big deal about it to the point where the league now has to pay attention. And then you go back to Game 6 in Toronto, and now the league is on notification that you got to make sure that he stays in his seat.
Doesn't every team have a Drake?
No.
Who are the Patriots Drake?
The Patriots.
Who's
Drake?
The Patriots version of Drake?
Wahlberg. Matt Chatham, Jerry Thornton.
He leaves in the third quarter, but he's on the
field afterwards, and he's talking, and he's part of the whole whatever. They got the mic down there, and he's talking to Edelman and Brady, and you're like, what are you doing on the field?
What about the Red Sox? James Taylor, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Well, they used to be. They're not nearly.
Except they hated.
They used to be Drake.
Yes,
that's the thing. Ben Affleck Ben Affleck than Matt Damon. They used to be Drake.
Yeah, but
calling you out, being an a-hole, talking all this crap.
Okay, but with bases loaded, two outs in the ninth, Ben Affleck doesn't jump on the dugout and go back and forth screaming and yelling.
Well, okay,
he sits in his seat and he cheers.
But based on the irritation level and the I think I'm a player type guy, like they thought they were players.
So here's the thing: if Drake sat in his seat in the front row and stood up and cheered, or pumped his fist or got pissed at a ref from his seat, I don't think it'd be that obnoxious. Now we're right back. Now that everyone does this. Everyone's got a celebrity in the front row. Just the fact that he is pacing up and down the sidelines, like he has the right to do that in the middle of an NBA game.
They've really empowered him to the point where he
can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he and they're used to, last year they were calling him, he was basically the reason they were losing.
Like, I'm surprised that when there's like a timeout, that he doesn't actually walk onto the court and high-five the Raptors, like literally on the court as they're walking to the bench.
No, he's done that.
Okay,
he's
so absolutely I can't stand it.
Oh, no, he's absolutely done that.
On the court, like center court when they're walking off the court.
Timeout, somebody makes a big shot, and they're coming by his seat because his seat is right next to their bench.
He stand on the sidelines and put his hand out? He goes on the court?
Yes.
Okay, you got to throw
him out. He walks on the court, he puts a high five up
throw
as they're coming off there.
Throw him out of the game.
Yes, he's done that.
No,
throw him out of the arena.
He's done all the stuff. And you've seen the video the last couple of days.
Can't go on the court. Who are you?
Because the Bucks are making a big deal
about
this.
Well, the question is,
but I'm telling you, the league's afraid of him.
Do they have the you-know-what to throw his ass out?
Be awesome. Why wouldn't you?
No. I would.
Absolutely. Crowd will go nuts.
Yes. Throw him out right away. Let's see if he fights.
Here's why they won't throw him out.
Tase him. Don't tase me, bro.
Because it's not a regular season game. It's a playoff game, and the NBA has a lot of control over what happens in these buildings. So what they're going to do is the NBA security is going to have to deal with him, and they're going to have to tone him down.
What do you mean the NBA security?
They take over these playoff games. They're involved in them. When you get this deep, when you get to conference championships and finals, the NBA is involved in this stuff.
I actually hope that Toronto ends up going crazy, and then he tries something and they kick him out. Like, that to me would be the best part of
the game. I hope he gets tossed.
Does anybody think that Milwaukee is not going to win this game tonight?
I think I want Toronto to win.
Why?
Because I want Drake to get thrown out.
No, I want Toronto to lose.
You want him to
lose.
Miss the end of the game?
Of course.
Is that what you're saying? So, in other words, his team wins, but he can't be there.
I want him to be one of those guys that run on the football field and everybody's chasing him. And they tackle him.
Some beefy security guard just decreases him.
And just knock him out. Yeah. It says, like, you know, goldenpalace.com on the back of his. He's got a tattoo on his, with his shirt off. That's what I want to see.
I can't see Milwaukee losing this game tonight. I really can't. It's amazing.
And the other guy's knocked down.
And I'll give Kawhi a lot of credit because he's playing with something, right? He's got an injury, and he is fighting through it. And I guess Kyle Lowry apparently has got some issue as well, some physical issue. But you could do it when you're at home, and you get all of the bench players that come out, and they play well. You go on the road. I just think they lose this game tonight. I think Milwaukee takes it.
Well, you know basketball because you're a basketball guy.
Yeah, I try to be. You want to give away some tickets here?
Yeah.
Do it.
Why not? What are we giving away?
Tomorrow we're giving away tickets to game one of the Stanley Cup Championship on Monday night.
I'm eligible.
You're not eligible. A couple tickets to see Boston take on Cleveland coming up on Wednesday, May the 29th. By the way, they have changed the time of that game. It is now a 6:10 game. For next Wednesday, the ninth caller right now, caller at 617-931-0937 is going to win a pair of tickets to that game. Plus, we got a parking pass over at the Prue Center Garage. You can qualify as well for a $50 Red Sox Team Store gift card. It's all brought to you Town Fair Tire. I'm going to give it to you in a second, big fella. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. That's the ninth caller right now, 617-931-0937. You win tickets during free.
Calling right now.
Ticket Thursday. Will you call right now? See if you can get through.
Let me see.
See if you can get through. Let me see what it sounds like.
Because we are live right now.
I know what it's going to sound like. It's going to be Ryan.
You hear that?
Going big lug.
Busy. A lot of people calling.
A lot of people calling.
They want those tickets.
That's how we do it. We got a couple things coming up for last call. I love it when Mike Francesa puts his producers in their place. We could learn a lesson or two from Mike Francesa on how you make sure that you keep those producers down. Don't give them any control of your program. Plus, Chris Broussard has lashed out back at Kevin Durant, and he's put his job on the line with this one. We'll have it for you next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh,
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
All right, it's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule a free pickup, 877-CARS-4-KIDS, or at cars4kids.com. Mike Francesa. We just love playing Mike Francesa.
Back after this.
And I just want our producers, nice guys, Ryan and Tyler, doing a good job. But every once in a while, they'll jump into the show. They'll do something they shouldn't do, right? They'll step on somebody or they'll get into our headphones or whatever. Are we ever pissy about it? Do we ever sit there and start screaming or make them a fool on the air? Right.
No, of course not.
We don't do it. Never.
So here's what Mike Francesa does when his producer is simply trying to help him out.
He played 150 games, 116 games, then 145 games. Then he played 74 games. I don't know what the injury was. Then he played.
Didn't have the ball.
Monge, was that for me, or was it some reason he interrupted the show?
He got hit in the head with the ball.
Oh, okay. That's what you were trying to say. Okay, I remember what the injury was. So you get hit by the ball. So just next time, just try to give me an idea you're coming in the show before you do. Because I couldn't understand what the heck you're talking about. 159. Okay. Most part, he got hit in the head, as Mons just tried to tell you. And this year, he's played 3 games.
What are you talking about? Listen, you can make it funny. If your producer steps on you, you can make it a joke. You can, you know...
But wait, hold on, Glenn. I'm going to play this sound. Hold on.
Mons gave me a lineup that was.
All right, go ahead. I'm trying to learn.
Remember that one? Mons gave me the wrong lineup.
Mons gave me a lineup that was a couple of days ago, not today's lineup.
He sells his producers up, but he doesn't even make it funny.
I remember the injury. So you get hit by the whore.
You joke about it.
Hit by the whore.
Yeah, you joke about it.
You get hit by a whore?
I mean, The big fellow over here was screaming at one of our producers.
Never happened.
But it became a joke, right?
No, not initially.
We're best friends now.
It was
a productive argument.
That's being polite. It was pretty intense. Actually, I don't remember that even happened. I feel like I went dark.
So you guys...
You blacked out.
I did. I went black.
Are you guys enjoying this Kevin Durant and Chris Broussard little war?
I like people squirming.
Squirming. Well, Broussard's doing that. So Broussard.
Wait. So you think Broussard's?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. He presented it like he and KD.
I'll say this is one thing. Okay, but we're all on Twitter, right? If I follow someone, they follow me. They can DM me.
Yes.
Anybody can DM me. I DM a lot of people. They DM me. Whatever. Right. How many of those people have my phone number? Not many.
Well, hold on. I'll give it out to them
now. Well, I'm just saying the ones that have my phone number, they text me. Because we're really close.
Yeah.
So when you come out and talking about there's no difference between texting and Instagram and DMing, to me, you're just, yeah.
So Broussard claims that...
It is different. I'm sorry. It's more personal. If you have my phone number, it's much more personal to text me than be able to tweet or Instagram me. Because it's... That doesn't say that we're that close. He tried to make it sound like he was more important to KD than he really is.
And KD said he did not have my phone number. And Broussard came back and said, what are you talking about? I do it through social media or whatever. We talked for 3 or 4 hours at a time. Who the hell is... So is that like 3 messages back and forth over a 3 or 4 hour time frame? Or are they going back and forth nonstop for 3 or 4 hours? So Broussard is putting his job on the line. He's basically saying KD is a liar. That he's telling the truth. So he gets into his car, because everybody's got to get into their car right now or go to a CVS when they want to make a special announcement. And then what do? He sits there, Broussard, and tells us he's putting his job on the line for this one.
I have 60-plus direct messages from him in the past year or so where we talked about the things I mentioned yesterday. So the thing that's more important to me than anything, than my career, than anything, is my integrity.
Yeah.
If I were to sit up here on this show and tell a four-minute lie with all of that detail. If I were to prostitute, it would be disrespectful to all you guys, to the audience. And honestly, I think that would be a fireable offense. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, if anybody can prove that I was lying yesterday, then fire me. FS1, fire me. Fox Sports Radio, take me off the iCouple radio show with Rob Parker and fire me. Don't let me set foot in this building again. Mm-hmm. Every church that has me scheduled to speak, that's it, thinking about inviting me to speak, cross me off your list. If somebody can prove I was lying yesterday.
It's on you, KD.
A direct message and a text is the same thing.
That was
especially
you, KD.
When you hitting me.
What is Shannon Sharp? Is he Shannon Sharp? Shannon Sharp became Chris Broussard's hype man. And what he said? It's like what?
I love
it's on UKD.
I love it. So he's throwing God into it and integrity. That's what he's throwing in.
Those two things don't belong together. Wow. But God and integrity.
He still continues with I think at one point in his little car video, it was in 2019. If you think there's a difference between texting and DMing, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
I will tell you that there is.
Yeah, one's personal
difference.
And the other one's not.
A lot of people can DM me. Not many people can text me.
Last hour of this program was brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic. We haven't even built up a sweat here. This was nothing. And I like this. Or whatever. I want to flip the wheel and spin it. Spin it. Spin it.
We're going to spin the wheel.
Oh, I know who we've got tonight.
Who we got?
I see it in the hallway.
I know. I saw him too.
Mark James, that's in Boston. God. Mark James, that's in Boston.
You ready for this? Mark James has showed up. Look at this. He's got all Bruins paraphernalia.
He wants another ring.
Oh, what a rump swab. What a homer.
It's the city of champions.
He wants another ring.
The worst part is he told me the other night, if the Bruins win this thing, he gets another ring. And this time, he was nice to his dad the first time around. He said, screw my dad. He goes, I'm keeping this one. He's not getting this one.
Boo, can you imagine that? You're friends with Nomar Garciaparra, the last great shortstop the Red Sox have had.
Can you imagine Nesson handing out rings again to these freaking Nesson employees?
Oh, Wiggy's going to get one.
Chatham's
going to get one.
Oh, Wiggy.
Gary Streisky's going to get one.
Wiggy has really helped the Bruins out, really telling them to keep Chara out of the lineup.
Yes.
All right, you got Mark C. James coming up next. We're here tomorrow giving away Bruins tickets for Monday night's game. You don't want to miss it. Catch you at 2. We're out.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.